Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
What's for breakfast?
Name cakes.
Name cakes?
Hot cakes with names on them.
What?
That one is an executive producer. That one is a written by. And we have a directed by piece of toast.
There's nothing on that.
Well, the names just stay on long enough for their mothers to see them.
Lisa, have you been sniffing your paprika again? Oh!
Well, they're ready.
Yes, but I'm not. We don't have time for breakfast. We've got to get into Drucker's.
Oh, is this the big day when we leave everything, whatever it is, and hit the dusty trail to the big town Hootersville?
Lisa.
And then the thrilling moment when we enter Drucker's Imperium and look at all the shelves stuffed with champagne from France, caviar from Russia, pâté de foie gras from Strasbourg, and mousetraps from Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts. That's the mousetrap state.
Oh.
Lisa, if you don't want to go into Hooterville...
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. I already got all my shots and my passport.
Get dressed!
Well, come on, Fred. What is his name?
Well, now, don't rush me. I'll think of it. His name is, Clyde Hawkins. That's who it is.
No, it's not. Kimball, do you know what our state senator's name is?
He don't even know what his name is.
Now, just a second, Fred. I may be a little absent-minded, but I certainly know my own... What is it you said I didn't know? I'm ashamed of you fellas not knowing the name of the fellow who represents you in the state senate. It's Brad Collins.
Isn't Brad Collins the governor?
No.
Are you sure?
I looked it up.
Oh, you didn't know either, huh?
Well, I had to check the spelling for a story I'm writing about him resigning.
I'd just like to bet you 10 cents that most people don't know our senator's name.
I'll take that bet. His name is, Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas. There. Fred, you owe me 10 cents.
That ain't his name.
I'll bet you who's it's here doesn't know his name either.
Whose name?
I told you. That's another dime you owe me, Fred. Just a second. Give Mr. Douglas a chance. Mr. Douglas, do you know the name of our state senator?
Brad Collins.
We'll give you one more try.
How come you know it, Mr. Douglas?
I make it a point to know the names of my representatives.
Why?
That's a good question, Fred. I was going to ask him the same thing. Who?
That ain't the question.
How do you know? You haven't heard his answer yet.
Well, I feel if you vote for anyone, you should remember his name.
Oh, hello there.
Good morning, Mrs. Douglas. How much you owe me, Fred?
I don't owe...
Double or nothing Mrs. Douglas doesn't know.
Mrs. Douglas don't clutter up her pretty little head with dumb information like he does.
What is it you want to know?
Hey, you don't happen to know the name of our state senator, do you?
Brad Collins.
How come you know that?
I saw it on the nasty letter he wrote to you.
What nasty letter?
You know, in answer to the nasty letter you wrote to him.
Nasty letters.
Well, he thought it was. He said he didn't want your stupid advice.
What kind of stupid advice did you give him?
I just told him I thought there ought to be some way to balance the state budget.
That's pretty stupid.
Mr. Ziffel.
You won't be getting any more nasty letters from Brad. He's resigning.
Why?
No, the question is who? No, that was the other question. Whatever it was. Now, Brad's had enough of politics. He figures he's at the age where he ought to retire and enjoy himself.
How old is he?
92.
92?
Yeah, he wants to get married and raise a family.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's impossible.
No, it isn't. My father was 87 when I was born.
Oh, come on.
Well, he was. Otherwise, how can you explain the fact that I am only 22?
Mr. Douglas, if you and the missus are going to need anything, you better order it now. I got to be in the state capitol for a couple of days.
Oh, are you going to the wedding?
No, I'm on the party nominating committee. We're going to nominate somebody to take Brad's place.
Oh, what party is that? The Democratic or Republican?
Oh, we don't have them in this state.
You don't?
Anything you're going to need, Mrs. Douglas?
Yes, here is my shopping list.
There's nothing on it.
What? I guess then we don't need anything. Have a good time, Mr. Drucker.
Yes, be sure you pick a good man.
Grover, as chairman of this nominating committee, I don't think that Claude Greene would make a good state senator.
Why not, Dooley? He's had plenty of political experience.
Grover, running a city dump ain't political experience.
Maybe what we need is a new image. This time, we ought to put up a feller who can read and write.
Brad could read and write.
Not when he first started.
You know, it wouldn't hurt if we put up a college man. There's a lot more of them around today. Either of you fellas got anybody like that in your towns?
We got one. Name's Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Oliver Wendell Douglas, a three-namer. Now, they always were good.
You forgetting William Jennings Bryant? He was a three-namer.
Well, Mr. Douglas ain't no Williams Jennings Bryant, but he likes to make speeches.
About what?
Mostly about how the American farmer is the backbone of the American economy, and how it was a farmer that stood on the bridge at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world.
Sounds like a radical to me.
Oh, not Mr. Douglas. He's a real nice fella. Only customer I got that pays cash.
That's pretty radical.
How long you known this Oliver Jennings Bryant?
Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Yeah, well, how long you known him?
Well, I'd say it was about 2 years ago that he walked into my store to have a deed to a farm he'd just bought notarized.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for Mr. Drucker.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, my name is Douglas, Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Pleased to meet you.
Douglas, Oliver Wendell Douglas. You got enough name for two fellers.
No, no, there's no Douglas at the front of it. It's just plain Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Well, that ain't very plain.
I'm Joe Carson, manager of the Shady Rest Hotel. You looking for a place to stay?
No, no, I...
I'm Floyd Smoot, and that there's Fred Ziffel.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. You too, Mr. Ziffel?
Yes, sir, howdy. And this is Arnold. Arnold, say hello to Mr.,
Douglas, Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Thought you said there wasn't any Douglas in front of it.
There isn't. I wonder if you could help me, Mr. Drucker.
I'll be right with you.
I don't want to miss my train. I understand it leaves for Pixie at 3:10.
Well, you got an hour and 20 minutes.
It's 3:05 now.
Yeah, if you want to leave at 3:10, you should have taken the 1:20.
Well, I'm supposed to make a bus connection. I've got to get back to New York. Is there any other way I can get to Pixley?
You could fly.
I could?
If you had a plane.
I don't have a plane.
And I wouldn't figure on flying.
You can drive to Pixley if you want.
I haven't got a car.
You want to rent one?
Yes, where?
Pixley.
No, I'm going to Pixley.
Well, you couldn't drive there anyway. The road was washed out by a flash flood.
Yeah, sure was a lollapalooza of a rain.
When was that?
1928.
If I was you, I'd figure on taking the train. Meanwhile, if you're in a hurry for something, help yourself.
I've got something I want notarized. They tell me you're a notary public.
I am when I can find my seal. Doggone kids keep borrowing it to crack walnuts. Got the jaws all sprung.
Mr. Drucker, I'd appreciate it if you'd look for it. This is a very important document. This is the deed to the Haney place.
The Haney place?
That's right.
Mr. Douglas, if you want to buy some land for speculation, I got some bottom land.
No. I didn't buy this for speculation. I'm going to live there and farm it.
The hay place?
My wife and I are going to be your neighbors.
Has your wife seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
And you bought it?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What business you in?
I'm an attorney.
Maybe you could sue Haney and get your money back.
Gentlemen, this has been the dream of my life to buy a farm, move away from the city, plow my own fields, plant my own soil, to get my hands dirty, sweat and strain to make things grow, to join hands with you, the farmers, the backbone of our economy.
Sam, Mr. Douglas ought to have that bottom land of mine.
Well, Mr. Douglas, all I can tell you is we'll be mighty happy to have you and your wife living here in the valley. And I must say we have been happy having him live in the valley.
You think he stands a good chance of being elected?
Yes, I do.
Dooley, why don't you and me go down and have a talk with him?
Meeting's adjourned. Sure, this dump is where he lives?
Well, that's what Sam said.
That's good. Get him a lot of sympathy from the voters.
How do you do?
Hello.
Are you William Jennings Oliver?
No, I'm Oliver William... Oliver Wendell Douglas.
What do you think, Dooley?
Well, he's tall enough.
Yeah, and he don't have no spots on his tie.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm Grover Simpson. And this here is Dooley Watkins. He's chairman of the state senator nominating committee.
Mr. Drucker suggested we might run you for state senator.
Me? Why me? He
doesn't seem to have much self-confidence, does he?
Well,
can we talk to you, sir?
Well, certainly. Come in. State senator? Gentlemen, this is my wife, Lisa.
How do you do?
She ain't gonna hurt none.
Wow.
Lisa, this is Mr. Dooley, Mr. Simpson. They've come to talk to me about nominating me for state senator.
I don't think he could get elected.
What?
He's never been a movie star. So don't you have to be on the Late Late Show to get elected?
That's only when you're running for governor.
And then there was this fellow who had to be a singer and a dancer to get in.
He was running for United States Senator.
Oh, don't you have to have any talent to be a state senator?
Yes, you have to have...
Oh, won't you gentlemen sit down?
Thank you.
You shoot this sofa yourself, did you?
No. We bought that at...
Sam said you went to college.
Yes, Harvard.
Harvard, eh? Well, I don't know how folks feel about them European colleges.
No. Harvard is in Massachusetts.
Oh, well, as long as they've got a branch in this country, why...
No, it isn't a branch.
You ever serve in the armed forces?
Well, yes, I was in the Air Force.
A desk job?
No, I was a fighter pilot.
How long did you serve in World War I?
World War II.
Who was that one with?
That one was with...
Sam said when you lived in New York, you were a lawyer.
Yes, I was.
Why'd you come out here?
Well, because all my life I wanted to be a farmer. I wanted to get away from the rat race of the city. Come out and breathe the fresh air. Live in the sunshine. Plant the little seeds in the rich brown earth. Watch them push themselves up through the soil, reaching up toward the blue sky and the sunshine till they become corn and wheat. And alfalfa.
It's a nice speech.
Did you like the fife?
How's that?
She always thinks she hears a fife. What I'm trying to say is that I love growing things.
Yes, even when we lived in Park Avenue in a penthouse, he had a Potts farm.
A Potts farm?
Well, I grew corn in flower pots.
He thought more about his corn than he thought about me.
No, that's not true.
Do you remember that night on our wedding anniversary, we were all dressed up to go out, and his corn got sick, and he called Dr. Faber. Dr. Faber.
I hurried over as soon as I got Oliver's message. Where is he?
Out on the terrace.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. We were just going out to the party, and something went wrong with his ears.
Dr. Faber, I didn't want you to come over. I just wanted you to call me.
Well, they said it was urgent. What's wrong with your ears?
They're full of corn borers.
Oh, well, there's a lot of that going. What?
It's my corn crop. It's infected with corn borers.
Doctor, look at that ear of corn.
Do you know where I was when I got your message? I was at the theater, front row center. It took me 4 months to get those tickets for Hello, Doctor. And just as the curtain was going up, I got an emergency call. And I rushed over here, and what do I find? You've got a sick corn.
Where's your sense of humanity? The least you can do is examine the corn.
I am an obstetrician.
Everybody's a specialist nowadays. Where's the old-fashioned corn doctor?
Quiet up there.
Shut up yourself.
Oliver.
That's New York. Man's crop is sick. Nobody cares.
Including me. Maybe I can get back to the theater before the play is over.
What about my corn?
Take it over to Bellevue. Let them look at it. While you're there, have them examine your head.
Mr. Douglas, did you take the doctor's advice and have your head examined?
There was nothing wrong with my head. I was just worried about my crops. I still worry about them.
Mr. Douglas, how do you get along with your neighbors?
Fine.
You mind if we talk to them?
Help yourself.
Gentlemen, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm Dooley Watkins, and this is Grover Simpson. Now, we'd like to ask you...
Excuse me, gentlemen. Arnold, here's the school bus waiting. Now, gentlemen, what was you going to ask me?
Oh, we're making a kind of a political survey about who to run for state senator.
Well, now, my choice would be William Jennings Bryan. Give me a three-namer any day.
Well, what about Oliver Wendell Douglas? Would you vote for him?
Well, all things being equal, such as nobody running against him, yeah.
Don't you like him?
Oh, yes, he's a fine man. Changes his vest at the drop of the hat.
Would you say he was civic-minded?
Mr. Douglas? Why, yes, he's got more civic on his mind than most people.
Is he a member of any local organizations?
Oh, yes, he hadn't been here 2 weeks till he showed up at rehearsal to join our volunteer fire department band.
Would you mind moving back?
No talking in the ranks.
I can't hear. Ralph is playing a cymbal right in my ear.
A little more arpeggio, Ralph. Candidate Douglas, what were you playing?
When?
When the rest of them were going da 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 da.
Could I move somewhere else?
No, we got you placed acoustically. Now let's practice the marching formation. Now in this formation, the band will form a fire helmet. On hearing my whistle, start marching. It's okay, but the brim needs a little work. Now let's line up and try it again.
And Mr. Douglas has been a member of our band ever since.
Who else would you suggest we talk to about him?
Well, you might try Haney.
I'll be glad to tell you anything about Mr. Douglas that I can.
Fine.
He's, I'm forgetting my manners. Would you fellas like some sarsaparilla?
Why, we'd love some.
Mr. Douglas is not only a gentleman, but he is generous to a fault. There you are.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
That'll be 10 cents apiece, please. 10 cents? Unless you're figuring on drinking them someplace else, and then there'll be a 4 cent deposit on the bottle.
No, we'll drink them here.
Would you care to rent a bottle opener?
No, thanks. I think I've got one on my knife.
That ain't legal in Hooterville.
How much for the bottle opener?
5 cents for the first 3 minutes.
Now, you were going to tell us something about Mr. Douglas.
Oh, well, he's... by the way, how much did you say you was paying for this information?
We're not paying anything.
You're not paying anything?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a rule of the house. Don't say nothing nice about nobody unless you get paid for it. Good day, gentlemen.
You say you done work for Mr. Douglas?
That's right.
What kind of a man is he?
You mean when he's not a sorehead?
Yeah.
He's a hothead.
He doesn't get along with labor?
Well, he never came right out and hit me, if that's what you mean.
Would you say he'd make a good state senator?
Yeah, I guess he would. If he didn't have to attend any ribbon-cutting ceremonies.
I don't understand.
Well, there was a time my brother and I just finished redoing his bedroom, and we were going to have a grand opening.
What's that? Ribbon? For the ribbon-cutting ceremonies.
Oh, this is a bedroom, not a freeway.
Oh, darling, if they want to have a ribbon, let them have a ribbon.
All right. Give me the scissors, I'll cut the ribbon.
Not so fast. There's a ceremony goes with it.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Mr. Douglas, we worked hard on this job.
Hard?
We're proud of our work.
Proud?
This is an occasion.
An occasion? Yeah.
All right, let me cut the ribbon.
Not so fast. Ralph?
Hey, that's pretty impressive. Well, now can I... You finished?
No? That's a fast. I have a short speech.
Oh, please, let me cut the ribbon.
Oh, darling, I would love to hear his speech.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to the Monroe brothers.
All right,
give me the scissors. I'm not through.
Yes, you are, and get off the furniture.
Have you got the scissors, Ralph?
No, I only brought the bugle.
Oh, they're out in the truck. Will you play something else?
No, never mind.
Well, that isn't official, but I guess it's all right to go in.
The thing that hurts so much is after he went to all that trouble, he didn't like the bedroom.
Well, what did...
Excuse me, I have to call my brother. It's lunchtime.
Dooley, I think that we...
You haven't heard from them yet?
No.
They should have been able to make up their minds by now. They ask everybody in the valley about you. They even asked me a lot of questions.
What did you tell them?
I just told them the truth, as I saw it.
That's probably why I haven't heard from them.
No, sir. I told them what a fine man you are and what a big raise you're going to give me.
I'm not going to give you a raise.
Oliver, Mr. Drucker is here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Drucker. What have you heard?
Well, the verdict's in. You're out. Brad Collins ain't going to resign after all. You see, his fiancée broke the engagement. They ain't going to get married.
Why did she change her mind?
Well, she figures he's a little too young for her. He's 92 and she's 96. She couldn't go along with Brad's idea of settling down and raising a family.
Well, I can understand.
Sorry, Mr. Douglas. Oh.
Yeah, better luck next time.
Thank you.
Don't feel too badly of it, darling.
Well, I...
You would have made a wonderful state senator.
Thank you.
And you would have been proud of me when you saw me in the new wardrobe I ordered.
You ordered a...
Do you want me to make you some hotcakes to cheer you up?
How would that cheer me up?
When you get over the heartburn, you always feel so good.
You start the hotcakes and I'll get the bicarbonate.
Thank you.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.